It might be tempting at times to think that God's rules are unnecessarily restrictive because maybe they snuff out our fun and our freedom, especially it seems when they're related to a human being's sexuality. But the irony is that really the only way to live a life of genuine joy and freedom is to align with God, to agree with His perspectives, and then carry them out in our lives. He's the one who made us in the first place. He knows what's best. The truth is, God is the ultimate authority on all things. He communicates pertinent, practical truth to us through the Bible, and His communication includes foundational principles for our relationships. For example, He defines marriage as a committed, covenantal relationship between one man and one woman. He intended from the beginning that sexual activity occur exclusively within marriage. He lets us know through His word that any sexual activity that takes place outside of His design is sexual immorality, and we are to abstain from it. Some might view those principles as wrong or out of date. Maybe they might seem unnecessary, but there's a better, more accurate way to view what God says. It is summed up beautifully in Nehemiah 9:13, when Nehemiah said that God gave the Israelites right rules and true laws, good statutes and commandments. It's important to believe what's true. God's principles, including the ones about our relationships and our sexuality, are not wrong or false or bad. They are right and true and good. We have all been created for Him.